This is me, off Kenita, French Morocco. Watch. The dog watch, 4 to 8 in the evening, was traditionally split in two so everybody could eat dinner. Dahan stood the first half on the 9th, and in fine rain and mist, squinted through droplets on the windows as Northern Dam butted north, beam on to a short, steep sea, with the northern trade blowing spray over the bow. Out on the wings, the lookout's oilskins ran streams of water. Major Sims came up to the bridge and said, "Filthy weather out there." Dahan looked for a tactful answer. Sims had obviously not been at sea in filthy weather, because this was far from it. "Well, tomorrow we'll be going east," he said, "in the Mediterranean." Sims was clearly pleased with the answer and nodded emphatically. "One tries, of course, to keep one's people occupied," he said, "but you know how it is. The way they feel now, the sooner the better." They stood in silence for a time, then Dahan said, "There's one thing about this mission, Major, that I really don't understand." "Only one?" "Isn't a commando operation usually done with a submarine?" "Ideally it is, and it started out that way, I believe, but we only have so many, and they're mostly up north. In fact, we were damned close to cancelling the thing. Then somebody came up with the idea of a merchant ship, a neutral." Northern Dam was labouring too hard, Dahan thought, and had the helmsman come a few points west. "Truth is," Sims said, "where we're going it's not healthy for submarines. Our side has the east and west ends of the Med, with Gibraltar, and the fleet at Alexandria, but in the middle, that's another story. There are French air bases at Algiers and Bizerta, Italian planes across the Sicilian Channel at Cagliari, and they have a naval base at Trapani. And since January, the Luftwaffe is operating from an airfield in Taormina in Sicily. Submarines don't like airplanes, Captain, and as I'm sure you know..."